Chapter 1 Ragged Dick by Horatio Alger 1867 In a nutshell, whatever you do, you will be more successful if you do it with honesty, fairness, and to the best of your ability. The New York City of the mid-19th century was an awful place for many of its inhabitants. Areas such as Five Points, the setting for the movie Gangs of New York, were dangerous and filthy, filled with abandoned or neglected children. Many slept outside at night, and most wore badly fitting, ragged clothes. During the day they hawked matches, sold newspapers, shined shoes, or picked pockets in order to get money to eat. The authorities did little to alleviate the situation, and in one celebrated incident, a street urchin found naked was represented in a court case by the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Horatio Alger, the chronicler of this world to a public who may have preferred not to know that it existed, was not himself a New Yorker, having been brought up in middle-class comfort in Massachusetts, with a private school education, followed by Harvard. Though he'd had some writing published, Ragged Dick, or Street Life in New York with the Bootblacks, was his first bestseller, setting the template for scores of Poor Boy Makes Good novels that had a massive influence on young Americans. Groucho Marx and Ernest Hemingway were among those said to have devoured Alger's work. Here we'll look at the outline of the story and Alger's significant place in the success literature. The Story. At a time when Central Park was still a rough tract of land, lined with workers' huts, there was a bootblack known as Ragged Dick. With his mother dead and his father gone to sea, Dick spends his days shining boots for businessmen, his evenings, if he has some spare coins, watching cheap plays at the Old Bowery Theater, and his nights in doorways wrapped up in newspapers. If he's flush, he'll stay at the Newsboys' lodging house for 6 cents a night and buy a meal at a cafe. After an unexpected windfall, Dick rents a squalid room that to him seems impossibly luxurious. In return for tutelage, he lets another boy, the once well-cared-for and well-read Henry Fosdick, share his room. This two-person self-improvement society is perfect for both. Dick gets an education, and Fosdick a place out of the cold. Though they must live through a series of adventures, the boys find a way to succeed. The tale is a page-turner, and the reader delights in Dick's joy at such simple things as a new suit of clothes, opening a bank account, and eating a piece of steak. As Alger makes clear, Dick, who by the end of the short book has become Dick Hunter, Esquire, is very likable. He has pluck and wit to balance his earnest strivings to be spectable. And, despite first-hand experience of the best rogues and swindlers the city has to offer, is a perennial optimist. Following are some of Horatio Alger's lessons of success as learned by the young Dick. Make your own luck. Dick's big break comes on a ferry crossing into Brooklyn. He sees a child fall over the side into the water and wastes no time before jumping in, somehow managing to pull the child to safety. The panicked father, who could not swim, is amazed to have his child alive and promises Dick any reward. Later, the man offers Dick a job in a counting house at $10 a week, many times his current earnings. A great stroke of luck? Not really, for Dick's selflessness was the cause of this good fortune, and his diligence in self-education every night meant that he could be hired without the slightest whiff of charity. Luck happens to those who greatly increase the chances of its occurrence. Whatever you do, do it to your utmost. Life seems to require that, even if we don't like what we're doing, We must do it to the best of our ability before we can move on to the next thing. Ragged Dick is only a bootblack, but he uses his profession to save money, meet a higher class of people, and generally better himself. Become a reader. Dick meets the son of a wealthy man and shows him around the city for a day. Later, the boy's father tells Dick that in this country, poverty is no bar to achievement, and relates his own rise from apprentice printer to successful businessman. He notes that there was one thing he took away from the printing office, which I value more than money. When Dick asks what this was, the man replies, "A taste for reading and study. During my leisure hours, I improved myself by study and acquired a large part of the knowledge which I now possess. Indeed, it was one of my books that first put me on the track of the invention, which I afterwards made. So you see, my lad, that my studious habits paid me in money, as well as in another way." Be a saver, but be generous. When Dick receives an unexpected sum of $5, he opens a bank account. The amount that builds gives him a great source of security and pride, as he no longer has to live hand to mouth. While delighted that he's now a capitalist, he's quick to help a friend in need. Fosdick, the boy with whom he shares his lodgings, wants to get an office job instead of shining shoes, so Dick purchases a suit of proper clothes for him. On another occasion, he helps out a buddy whose mother is ill. Never cheat, steal, or lie. Though temptations to do otherwise are often great, Dick has a personal code that stealin' is mean. His sense of honor and fair play, which appears naive to sophisticated types, finally proves to be the source of his success. For someone who lives from day to day, his belief in doing right is remarkably far-sighted. The character Mr. Whitney tells Dick, "Remember that your future position depends mainly upon yourself, and that it will be high or low as you choose to make it." Honesty, which seems old-fashioned to the fast crowd, is the basis of all enduring success, since it brings with it knowledge of the self. Don't drink or smoke. Long before medical evidence of its harm was available, Alger was calling smoking a filthy habit that gave no dignity to the smoker. Drinking, of course, was even worse. It was the enemy of frugality, because you could blow your week's savings in a night on the grog, and the enemy of industry because the inevitable hangovers affected your working day. The temperance movement seems archaic today, but scores of lives would be better without even a moderate intake of alcohol. To Alger, it sapped drive, pickled the independent mind, and eroded good character. Final comments. Despite being rattling good yarns that really can inspire, the common view of Horatio Alger's books is that they're quaint historical pieces with a simplistic message about striving and getting ahead. Yet success can be simple if you have the basic elements of personal character and aspiration, with some luck thrown in. As Richard Fink has noted, when Ragged Dick was written, Herbert Spencer's writings on the survival of the fittest had some influence in America. Yet Alger's idea of success included a strong element of social responsibility or stewardship. You might make money, but ultimately it should be put back into society, as Andrew Carnegie did by funding public libraries. With his willingness to give to those in need, Alger makes Dick an example of compassionate capitalism. Many of the villains in his books are rich boys, who never had to make any effort to improve their character. Alger's main point is that we should strive for success not just to get a fortune, but to gain tenacity, discipline, frugality, and optimism, qualities that cannot be bought. Horatio Alger, born in 1832 in Revere, Massachusetts, at 14, Alger was sent to boarding school by his father, a strict Unitarian minister, followed by entry to Harvard University at 16. He enjoyed his time there, coming 10th in his class of 62 and becoming proficient in Greek, Latin, French, and Italian. Forbidden to marry his college sweetheart, the heartbroken Alger defied his father by stating his intention to become a writer. He agreed to go to divinity school, but just before graduation escaped to Paris with some friends and enjoyed its liberal atmosphere. Back in America, he was ordained and became a church minister in Massachusetts, but left for New York at the suggestion of William T. Adams, editor of Student and Schoolmate. The weekly installments of Ragged Dick in this children's monthly were wildly popular, and a hardback version became a bestseller. Alger was the toast of New York and sat on various boards and committees for improving the lot of street children. He lived for a number of years at the Newsboys Lodging House and died in 1899. Alger's other books, over 100, include Strive and Succeed, Struggling Upward, Bound to Rise, and From Canal Boy to President, about the life of assassinated President James Garfield.